I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
In scripture, from my studies, I found that the number 40, whether it's 40 days or 40 years, oftentimes represents a season of waiting, a season of testing, a season of trial. And we, everyone can find themselves in a similar season. But when you look at scripture, the day 41 or the year 41 delivers a breakthrough, the answer to prayer, a new beginning. And that's really what 41 will come is all about. It's about hanging on and standing strong until your answered prayer finds its way to you.
Well, the number 40 really has some great significance in the Bible, doesn't it? Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, I just want to be clear, too, that this is nothing magical or mystical, but there is a pattern in Scripture that's worth noting. So let me just give you a few examples. In Genesis, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. On the 41st day, the rain stopped. Moses committed murder, then he hid on the backside of a desert for 40 years. 41 came, and Moses received a second chance when he was commissioned by God to be the rescuer of Israel. The children of Israel, after wandering the wilderness for 40 years, 41 came, and a new generation entered the promised land. Goliath challenged the nation of Israel, the army of Israel, for 40 consecutive days, taunting them, bullying them, begging somebody to fight him. And on day 41, David slew Goliath. And we have Jonah, who went to Nineveh for 40 days to deliver a message of doom and gloom that God was going to wipe out their city of more than 120,000 people because of its wickedness. But 41 came, and the people responded with repentance. And it says that God literally changed his mind. 41 came, and God instead extended grace and mercy. And then we have a couple examples in the New Testament. Jesus fasted and prayed in the wilderness for 40 days. This was a season of preparation to do exactly what he came from heaven to earth to accomplish. And the enemy tried to take him out and tempt him and trip him up before he even began. But Jesus spoke the word. 41 came. Angels showed up. The devil fled. And Jesus launched his epic ministry. And then Jesus, after going to the cross and being resurrected from the grave, he appeared to his disciples and other eyewitnesses for 40 days, and he commissioned them to plant the church, to begin the church, to advance his kingdom. The disciples went to the upper room. 41 came. The Holy Spirit showed up. The disciples were empowered. Peter got up with boldness and preached the first message. 3,000 people responded and got saved, and the church literally exploded. And here we are, Joe, more than 2,000 years later, still talking about it.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.